So let's cover power and revelation today as we're led by the Holy Spirit. Receiving revelation from God through our Lord Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit will change how we walk and talk. It's just interesting when and how the Lord decides to speak with us, to open up our eyes to revelation. Most times revelation come at night while we're asleep, but that's not always the case. I inquired of the Lord, why at night? And the Lord replied, it's the only time when we're not talking and thinking, when he can get our full attention. And unfortunately, we wake up and start overthinking and interpreting and destroying that which the Lord has revealed to us. See, there are times when the revelation takes an interesting path in being fulfilled. The revelation given about Joseph had a lot of twists and turns. He was given a vision, sold into slavery, put in charge of all of Pharaoh's kingdom, and thrown into prison, then released, and given a high position, and able to save lives by fulfilling God's will. We can see this in the life of Samuel, who worked for the prophet Eli. One day while Samuel was asleep, he heard a voice call from him. He first thought it was his master Eli. But then Eli told young Samuel that it was the Lord calling him. Eli told Samuel to lay down, and then when the Lord calls, reply, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And here lies the secret in receiving revelation from the Lord. It's in our ability to keep quiet and receive all that the Lord is sharing with us. Don't interrupt the communication. Don't start thinking. Don't ask questions. Don't suggest anything. Just listen to what the Lord is saying. And what the Lord shares could be good or bad. The revelation Samuel received was bad news about his master Eli because of what he allowed his sons to do. See, many times we may have a desire to do something for God, but even though we have the resources and ability to carry it out, we still need to inquire, seek, and understand and receive God's will. King David had a desire to build a temple for God. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. Then the prophet Nathan came to David and shared a revelation from God, revealing that David's son would be the one to build the temple of God and not him. See, we have to have faith in God to receive revelation. We have to be trustworthy to receive from God. When there's no revelation, we must cast off all desire to do our own will. We need to hear from God. See, when there's no revelation from God, we have to hold to the written and revealed word of God. When there's no revelation from God, we can't do or speak things in haste. We need the Lord to instruct and guide us. When we do receive revelation from God, it calls us to go through some changes. Daniel had not eaten food or drink any wine, nor was any lotion used for 3 weeks because he had been in the presence of God. See, when God gave Daniel a revelation, though many were with him, they could not receive it. They knew something was going on. They were overwhelmed with terror, so they fled and hid. See, God's revelation is not for everyone. In the vision, Daniel saw a person standing in front of him dressed in linen. He had flaming eyes, arms, and legs that was of bronze, a voice like thunder. The fear of the Lord came upon Daniel. He had no strength. He fell in a deep sleep with his face to the ground. And when the hand of the Lord touched Daniel, it made him tremble and go to his knees. See, we won't be the same. We're in the presence of the Lord. See, the Lord encouraged Daniel to not be afraid. He was highly esteemed for him to receive and carefully consider the words being spoken to him. Daniel stood there trembling as the voice spoke. It said, since you first, Daniel, set your mind to gain understanding from God, humbling yourself before him, the Lord has heard you and is now responding to your prayers. See, we have to be right with God to receive revelation from the Lord. Receiving revelation from God requires that we put our faith in God alone. It requires that a person spend time praying. It requires that we seek God's will. It requires a person whose faith is not divided, who will remain loyal to God the Father and his Son, Christ Jesus. See, the reason God provides a revelation is not so we can personally be lifted up and glorified, but it's so many can hear, understand, and receive. See, God said for us to write it down and make it plain so many can receive it. Go with me to Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. The Lord wants us to know. For us to be certain, we know his will for our lives and those we touch. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 to 3 says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herd may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and not delay. See, many times the revelation provides us purpose. Like it did with Simeon, who received the revelation that he would not die before seeing God's Christ be born. Simeon was a righteous and valid person who waited for God's plan to unfold. And once he held Christ Jesus in his arm, he knew that the revelation was fulfilled and he could be dismissed and die in peace. See, those who receive revelation understand it's not something they made up or created using their own imagination or knowledge. See, the Apostle Paul states that he received revelation from Christ and not from man. Paul remembered the changes he went through when Christ set him apart and called him by grace. And how he was prepared by the Holy Spirit to go and preach the good news to the Gentiles. See, the Apostle Paul received Christ's revelation with confidence. He waited 14 years before he approached the leaders in Jerusalem about the gospel he received. And many disbelieved what Paul received. But Paul and those with him did not give in. They held to the truth that revealed by the Lord so we can receive God's truth today. Revelation is a holy communication that Christ Jesus shared with those he finds worthy of entrusting the Father's truth. Christ Jesus shares revelation so we know what will soon take place. Christ Jesus gives us the book of Revelation so we can be blessed and have understanding through his teaching. And the Apostle John wrote it down so we can read it, hear it, and take it to heart, that which has been written and revealed by God. See, one of the main reasons we're given revelation is so we can escape God's judgment. We're all passed by the judgment seat of Christ. His judgment will be that of righteousness. It will be based on what we have done. Revelation has been given to us so we can change the way we live and change our evil practices, which is causing us to experience God's indignation and wrath. But those who live a life that is self-seeking, who fail to obey God's revealing truth, who live according to their heart and contrite heart, are storing up wrath for themselves for the day of judgment. For those who hear the revealing word of God, who seek God's truth, who repent of their ungodly lifestyle, there is forgiveness. See, God's purpose is to establish each one of us in a gospel of his Son, Christ Jesus, according to the hidden revelation that is now revealed through him. Go with me to Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27. See, God's revelation through Christ Jesus are meant to lead us into his salvation, so we're believing and are saved. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27 says, "Now to him who is able to establish you by the gospel and the proclamation of Christ Jesus according to the revelation of mystery hidden from long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings of the commandments of the eternal God, so that all nations may believe and obey him, to the one and only wise God be glory forever through Christ Jesus. Amen." Revelation from God are meant to enrich everything in Christ, to make plain all utterance and all knowledge. We should be able to speak the same regarding the words and ways of God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. See, God does not give one person a revelation that conflicts with a revelation he gave to someone else. There should be no division among us. Nothing different should come from one child of God compared to another. We're all seeking spiritual wisdom and revelation so we know Christ better. The eyes of our heart had to be opened so we could be enlightened and experience Christ's glorious inheritance. It is in Christ's incomparable great power that we believe, receive, and experience his revelation at work in his body. As with any revelation, we are instructed to write it down so many will be able to read the revelation and understand the mystery of Christ. The mystery that is revealed through the gospel that brings many together in one body but to share the promises of God. We have to continue to work on keeping our minds right, being sober, and rest our hope on the grace that is brought forth at the revealing revelation of Christ Jesus. As it states in 1 Peter, we have to live out that which has been revealed by being obedient, not living in ignorance of Christ, being holy in our conduct. After receiving revelation from God, we cannot choose to go a different direction, like the Israelites who chose to return to Egypt after God had delivered them. They were enslaved all over again. We do the same. Once we hear from the Lord, we deny him. We end up back in the same old mess we were in before Christ delivered us. When we turn from the Lord and we turn to a bad situation, we are blaspheming the name of Jesus. God wants to reveal himself to us so we can come to know his power, so we're able to recognize that it is the Lord who's speaking to us in visions and dreams. Christ prayed to the Father, thanking him for hiding revelation for those who are wise and clever, and revealing only to those who have a childlike mind to receive. Human knowledge can never reveal the things of God. Though we study, nothing of God will be revealed through human understanding. We're created by God. Therefore, we can have expectation regarding that which is revealed by Christ. And though we may suffer in this present time, it's nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. See, we want what is revealed by God. Nothing else. We don't need man's knowledge. We need God's truth. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19 says, I consider that our present suffering is nothing worthy compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits eagerly expectation of the sons of God to be revealed. When we experience the power of God's revelation in our lives, we no longer care about those who judge us. The power of God's revelation has delivered us and freed us from even judging ourselves, because we know that which has been revealed by God. We have to know what we're looking for. Many are trying to convince us that they have knowledge and revelation. We're seeking God's revelation through theology, through theories and made-up stories. God's word teaches us that God's revelation only comes through Christ, only manifested by the Spirit. There's no other source by which God's revelation can come forth. Only through Christ Jesus will you and I be able to receive salvation and the things that God has revealed to us. Only through Christ Jesus can you and I take hold of the promises of God. Nothing else will do. Nothing else can bring forth God's revelation. It doesn't matter how long we study. See, we got to see this. Praise God. He knows who are trustworthy. He knows those in which much can be given. Praise the Lord. Christ is a revealing light. Nothing can be seen unless Christ revealed it to us. Thank you, Jesus. We're always trying to obtain understanding and knowledge to discover a new truth. But it's important we know the true source of God's revelation. If we receive from the world, it will keep us in darkness. But if we receive from Christ Jesus, the truth will be revealed. Help us, Lord. We need your Spirit, Lord, to take over. We need to receive revelation from the Lord so we can experience the power of God. It's a revealing Spirit that leads us all the way back to God. It reveals Christ Jesus as a Son of God. It reveals that which is in us. See, you and I got to see this. It's a revelation about our life. God wants us to know he has a plan for our lives. He wants to reveal that to us. So you and I have to seek. We have to inquire of God. We have to be studying and understand what God has for us. And then you and I got to apply it and live it into our lives so it become a living revelation, a true revelation for our lives, because he already knows our past. He already knows the things that we're planning. He already knows our decisions. He already knows our faults. He knows what's good. See, everything is going to be revealed. The truth is going to be laid forth. You and I have to receive it to walk in revelation. We got to understand that God has got a plan for our lives, and we must be true about our walk with God. We can't be false. We can't be fake. We can't be out here trying to be religious, but you and I got to be in Christ Jesus, because it is through Christ the revelation for our lives will start unfolding as God brings it forth in our life, because you and I are start seeking God. You and I want nothing but praying and asking God to show us his will. Reveal it to us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need the power of revelation to help us to make it through. Take over, Lord Jesus. Reveal your truth and ways to us so we have an understanding. We want your salvation. Reveal all your plans for us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God, to hold on to your Son, Christ Jesus. Because in him is all truth. It's everything of God is in the Lord. And you and I got to seek it. We got to desire the things of God, not the made-up stuff, not the stuff in you and I trying to make that comes out of this world, but the things of God, the revealed things of God that you and I can take hold of, as Simeon did, and hold up and know that we've fulfilled everything that God has us to fill, and now you and I can die in peace because we fulfilled God's plan for our lives. The thing that he revealed is the very thing that we did. We listen. We'll apply it to our life. We didn't stray to the left or right, but we listened to God and we walked in God's footsteps. Following Christ Jesus as he revealed the things that you and I should do according to God's will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. Please continue. God and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.